This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng on FUBAR Radio.
Well, hello.
Good evening.
Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm very well. Welcome to FUBAR Radio. We're back.
We're back. I was here last week. First time ever I've done the show entirely by myself.
And did you enjoy it on your own?
Yeah, it was good. I think I'd like to do it on my own all the time, actually.
Off with his head. How dare you? No, I'm back, darling.
You were busy last week. You were filming for Big Brother.
I was doing that on the Ryland show, but on the side, which was... You didn't see it, I know.
You didn't record it.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure
much.
I can pop back on.
Even my mum said I fell asleep. Sorry, darling, I didn't see you. So hopefully someone saw me out there.
I'm sure someone did.
Yeah, it was great fun.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I like to take the mick out of myself.
Rylan likes to take the mick out of you as well, judging by what I've seen before.
I love Rylan. We're good old chums. And if you can't laugh at yourself, what can you do, especially in this business?
That's true. But I've also seen this week you were at the wedding of the decade.
Well, it was a hell of a wedding.
There was a lot of celebrities there, wasn't there?
Do you know what? It was bumper packed
Who
with
was
celebs.
It?
Well, it was our dear friends, Jeanette and Aliash, who are the dancers from Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes.
They're on the front cover with Louise Redknapp, Daisy Lowe, very topical at the moment.
Yes, so I wanted to ask you, did you speak to Louise?
Of course I did. What's it got to do with you? And they're a prize of Spartans. Of course I did. Yeah.
How is she?
Mm. She's great.
Good.
Yeah, she looks better than ever, actually.
Really? Good.
And
how was everyone else?
Everyone was in fine feckle. I was with my favourite, well, actually second favourite radio presenter, because obviously you're my first, Jeremy Vine.
Oh, I love Jeremy Vine.
Like the odd couple. We get on so well. He just wants to talk to me. I just want to talk to him. It's a funny old relationship.
He's about 10 foot tall, though, isn't he?
He's very, very tall, but he's very funny and... We agree on a lot of the same things. We have a real old natter. So I had a good old chat with Jeremy, and obviously Julian McDonald made the dress, my dear friend Julian.
Oh, the wedding dress, yes,
made
gorgeous.
Two wedding dresses.
Two stunning wedding dresses, yeah.
And obviously all the Strictly gang were there. You name it, they were there. Susanna Reid turned up as well.
I did see. It was quite the party in OK Magazine this week, I have to say.
OK could have done a few more pages on that.
I think they did about 40 pages.
Did you like my bright...
You certainly were noticeable.
My mum said, what on earth made you put that on? I was like, Mum, it's good
it's
with
fashion.
A tan.
It's fashion, Mum.
It's good with a tan.
And you certainly do have that. Right, we have to get on with the show because we have a busy packed one.
I can't wait for this. Have you been watching Love Island?
Well,
you must
yes.
be the only person in the country that hasn't.
Yes, I am. I did, rather. So at the end of the show, we have Craig Lawson.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to speaking to Craig. Yeah. I need to get a lot of things off my chest.
Yes, that's... okay, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, so... And we've got some of your favourites on.
Some of my favourite. Up straight after we play a little song next, Peppermint from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
Made it all the way to the final. Brilliant, brilliant competitor. So I'm going to speak to her after the song. And then we also have Miguel Barclay from £1 Meals.
In the studio.
Is he
going to bring us a £1 meal? Because I'm starving.
Are you starving?
Yeah, I am.
You're going to a party later, so you're fine.
Bruno Antonioli is cooking for me.
You can have an
a little dinner buddy. But I'm on Good Morning Britain in the morning, so I can't be late.
Oh, well, we'll talk more about that afterwards.
Can we play something I want?
How about some Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Shine.
Spice Girl.
Are you living for that?
I love them. Bring them back.
I don't know if Victoria's so up for it these days, unfortunately.
Well, Mel might need to do it. She's paying so much money to that.
Oh, Mel B. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
She might need to do it, darling.
£40,000 a month.
I could fill in for Porsche and I'll smile. So there you
go. Well, we'll have to wait and see if that ever happens.
Talking of spicy.
Hot. Talking of minty, really. Anyone who's watched RuPaul's Drag Race this year will know about Peppermint. She made it all the way to the final. And we have her on the phone right now. Hello, Peppermint.
Hello.
How are you?
Peppermint.
I'm fantastic. I'm feeling excellent. All of those things, spicy and hot.
You are spicy and hot. I love your name, Peppermint. I love it. I wore Peppermint to the wedding. That dress was Peppermint.
You did, actually. Yeah, that's Peppermint. Very true. How are you? What's been going on since the craziness of RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, the craziness has not necessarily stopped, I'll say that. It's been even more crazy. I've been traveling, meeting all fans of the show, performing, not sleeping.
Wow.
The two things that have been missing from my life have been sleep and sex.
Oh,
because
wow.
I have been
to my world.
Traveling and performing. But money is a good substitute.
That is very true. And I guess now you're doing lots and lots of appearances everywhere. Are you touring all over the States at the minute?
You know, it's so interesting, since most of the appearances that I'm doing are bars and clubs,
mm-hmm.
They're individually booked. So it's literally whatever date is available. So next month, for instance, I'll be in, like, Kentucky and then London and then
Ooh.
Back in the States the next day.
Oh, wow.
London. You
so
need to come and see us.
Intense.
Yeah, you should come into the studio.
Peppermint, you have to come
well,
in.
It's my second home.
Oh,
so,
Peppermint, we can compare outfits.
I'm there quite frequently.
I need you. You are looking so fantastic, by the way. You look, honestly, I love the way you look.
Did you, speaking of, do you feel that you had a kind of, there was, during the show, there was some criticism of the way you look being unpolished or that kind of thing. Do you feel like your look has changed or evolved, or have you just said, you know, fuck those bitches, this is my look?
Fuck those bitches. This is my look. Look, I was doing a drag competition. The truth is, the on TV is rarely a very accurate representation of who the person is,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the outfits that everyone loved from the girls, I think everyone put even more time, more money, and more time into it than we normally would for an outfit. And then the outfits that were mistakes or misses, especially mine, I can speak for myself, are, they were throw-togethers because I was given, very limited time and,
right,
frankly, limited resources at the time.
Of course.
To put something together for. And I didn't know what I was doing,
right.
I was doing it for. So, I was completely out of my game. Out of my league, I should say.
You say that, but you made it all the way to the final. So
amazing.
So, I guess that's true. So I was a bit of an underdog, wasn't I?
I would say you were really consistent. You didn't really have a bad week, in my opinion. What do you make of?
That's true. I'll agree with you.
Shocker! Shocking.
I love that.
I think I've heard people say, I've heard, because I do spend like a percentage of my time, reading Reddit, and I've seen some comments that are like, oh, Peppermint, she was just in the bottom the whole time, which is obviously not true.
No, it's not
true. Even though I only had one win, I was in the top a couple of times, if you follow kind of the challenges.
Yeah.
And there's moments where I performed well in the challenges, especially the group challenges, and then the times when I didn't perform well in a challenge or on the runway, I performed well in the lip sync, which is what you're required to do.
Well, the lip sync's
so
all important.
There wasn't a single week that I didn't do something spectacular.
I love it.
Now, obviously, you didn't win, and Sasha Velour went on to win. What do you make of her victory?
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Sasha and I while I did want to win, and while I definitely could have used the $100,000,
of course,
Sasha is someone that I became very close with. She was, in fact, the catalyst. One of the people that made me feel comfortable enough to come out on the show was trans.
Wow.
And so she and I grew very close together during the show. It's interesting that we didn't even know each other, even though we're from the same city.
Yeah, I know.
But we met on the show. And, of course, I wanted to win, and I didn't want to. I think I got a little bit of some cold feet when I had to go up against her, because I didn't want to fight someone that I had grown so close to.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't be any more proud of anyone than I am of Sasha. She and I share a lot of the same ideals. And I wanted this year, this season of Drag Race, particularly because I was on it, I wanted it to be different than the rest. I wanted it to feel different than the rest. And I think collectively our group achieved that.
I agree.
You know, gender and the queerness was kind of an ongoing theme. Queerness and tenderness was kind of an ongoing theme in our season.
Yeah.
And we did catch some flack for it, because people were like, this is not RuPaul's best.
Where's the drama?
We like the drama.
Yeah, they want the drama. But those are two ideals that I hold very close to my heart, and I know Sasha does too, queerness and kind of love.
Yep.
And so if I didn't win, she was the next best choice.
Well, that is a lovely,
amazing.
What a lovely sentiment.
You're very sweet, Peppermint. I have to ask you, as the only transgender queen so far to make it to the top four, what are your thoughts on your President Trump with his comments on the military and transgender that were, I think, out yesterday, he tweeted? Mm.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, not only the first trans queen to make it to the top four, but the first ever trans runner-up.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They've never had, as far as I know, they've never actually had a first runner-up, because they've always had a top three. And
yes,
they
that's true.
A winner from that.
Yeah. Congratulations
on that. So this is the first time
that
they've changed the format of the show, and which enabled a top two.
Mm-hmm.
So after choosing a winner, I'm the only other person besides Sasha who was never told to sashay away on my season. So I take that very,
very impressive.
Hold that with the highest regard.
Mm. Yeah, that is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. But yeah, of course I'm offended. I'm so upset. I mean, I think Donald Trump is an ass. I think his tweets, someone should disable his account. I wake up and I'm ill from the news of him and his buffoonery every single day. There's something new that he's saying that just makes you, like, absolutely dumbfounded, or makes me dumbfounded and you know, confused, and hurt, and afraid, and pretty much all the negative emotions that one can feel at once. Yesterday, when he tweeted that tweeted a ban on trans service people in the military, I was immediately angered. I think it's a slap in the face to our United States military.
Yeah,
that's been functioning, I think, very well, and they work very hard, and it's clearly a slap in the face to people in the trans community, whether they're in the service or not.
Yeah.
And so I've seen his actions, taking a look at the bigger picture, his actions have been kind of an incremental and systematic kind of erasure of the trans community, or attempt to erase us from public spaces, from bathrooms, from serving in the military, from having job security, from even having health care, which affects all Americans.
Yeah, which is
so
awful.
And everyone in the world. I mean, everyone needs health.
Yeah.
So I can't stand him.
What do you think is going to happen next, and how do you think America's got itself into this situation? Because I listen to the RuPaul podcast, and quite often he says it's quite this is like the last breath of this kind of person. You know what I mean? This is the last stance of these people who are,
I think so.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that when someone is such a traditionalist, not just Trump, it's, and it's certainly, he's not the only person who holds these ideals, obviously. Mm-hmm. So when I think traditionalism and conservatism, they, you know, or any ideals that you that someone holds very staunchly, which many of these right-wing people do, mm-hmm. They're going to fight as hard as they can, as long as they can, and then when they have their last breath is when they're going to kind of try to go out with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm happy that they might be going, they might be banging, but they're going out. You know,
exactly. It will happen. It will happen.
It will happen.
There'll be a revolution.
We saw it with marriage equality.
Yeah,
we,
that's true.
Years before marriage equality was passed in the United States, we knew it was going to happen. They were fighting it this hard and this nastily, mm-hmm. You know, from against marriage equality, against the tides of change, and it just seems inevitable. So whatever, bitch, try to pass your little law.
Yeah.
We'll erase it with next year.
Good, that's
we
what I want to hear.
We love you, Peppermint.
Now, on to happier things. You have your own documentary and a new album coming out, is that right?
It's true. Well, the album is out. It just launched. It actually launched on the same day as the finale of Drag Race.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Exactly a month today. And the name of the album is called Black Pepper. It's my sophomore album.
Oh, yes,
I
did
love
know
that.
This. Yeah,
and it's all self-produced, and it's kind of a darker, really darker, spicier side of Miss Mint.
I like the sound of that. And with the documentary, Peppermint, yeah. So are they following you about? Is it really just, is it showing you in all areas, you know, warts and all?
Yeah, you know, the documentary, it's called Project Peppermint, and it basically started because I realized I didn't have any home movies.
Mm.
I didn't have any pictures or home movies of myself.
Yeah.
And I asked a friend to record a drag show once. This was about 2 years ago. And then he went to another and another. And then before you know it, he was following me from place to place and kind of, you know, observing the crazy life that a drag performer can have. And then I got on Drag Race, and my life kind of exploded. And he started following me, instead of from show to show, from country to country. And he's also covered some very personal moments with friends and family, and even my medical journey and some mm-hmm. of the things that have gone on in my life, you know, personally with my health.
Yeah.
And so it's been the most vulnerable that I've ever been with one entity, with one person, and this person has a camera. So I guess
wow.
the world,
yeah.
essentially.
That's very brave. That's very brave, Peppermint. I can't wait to watch it.
No, I'm excited
really
to see it
wait.
Too. Thank you so much for speaking to us this evening. I just have one last request. Can you do a shout out to my friend Matt, who's listening? He's very excited.
Hey, Matt. It's Peppermint from RuPaul's Drag Race, and I don't know where you are, but I love you anyway, bro.
I love you. Thank you, Peppermint.
Thank you so much. You're in London next month.
I'll be in London next month.
You've got to pop
I'm performing,
in.
I'm touring the UK, and I'll be in London next month. So for more information, people can follow my social media at Peppermint247, or they can go to PeppermintOnline.com.
Oh, wow.
Fab.
We're all peppermented
done.
Up.
We're done.
You've got to come in the studio, Peppermint, okay?
Thank you so much, Peppermint. It's great to speak to you.
Thank you.
Bye, darling.
Cheers. Bye.
Pop. Legend. Art. Theater. Pop. Legend. We are. We are New York. Tasteless chocolate. Yes. Godiva, bitch. You know the rest. New York City. We strong. Talent lasts long. All I do is win. No matter what. I'm on a sneak attack. You're like, what the fuck? You think it? I've done it. You played it. I've stayed it. You think you're the first. Well, it's been innovated. Peppermint, why you so nice?
Cause I can be.
Peppermint, how you always right?
Cause I am be.
Peppermint, how you stay looking so nice? Getting dollars in your titties almost every single night. Learn the tricks. Collect the tips. Gender flip. Flip the script. Built legendary status. Brick by brick. And it did not come from a YouTube clip.
New York. New York, New York, New York, we are,
club.
We are,
legend,
we are,
art,
we are,
theater,
we own everything, we are New York, ooh,
club, legend, art.
art, theater, radical, magical, liberal art. Gender is a construct, tear it apart. Wearable art and terrible art. It's a motherfucking world, it's a bearable art. This art, this is for us. Don't need a museum, this club is enough. For revolution with the best intentions. Beauty with a twist or some intervention. Yes, ma'am, I'll take that dollar. Doesn't even matter, I'm a Fulbright scholar. I'd rather be modest, but I need to show it. There's a lot of pretty girls, but a queen better know shit. Thames, rebels, meddle with gender. Realness bores me, I'm a better pretender. Brooklyn witch is revolutionary. Come up with a read, that's better than Harry.
New York, New York, New York, New York. We are,
Club.
We are,
legend,
we are,
art,
we are,
theater.
We own everything, we are New York.
Club, legend, art, theater.
Stretch, kick, curtain up. Don't pop the head, it's showtime, folks. An actress ain't got coins to cab. That's why I paint for Subway Jazz. Judy, Julie, Audrey too. As a little boy, I lived for you. Now I'm a dame, I own the stage. 5, 6, 7, 8,
off the page.
Y'all might think I live for drama. I just want you to feel mama. Showy queen, that's my name. Subway fish is how I came. Express, create, the theater's safe. Don't come for me, cause love trumps hate. Life imitates art, dreams come true. NYC, I'm coming through.
New York, New York, New York, New York. We are,
Club.
We are,
legend,
we are,
art,
we are,
theater.
We own everything, we are New York.
Club, legend, art, theater.
Touch this skin, what's it feel like to you? I'm a nightmare dressed as a dream come true. I'm a bungee cunt, don't call me that for nothing. I spin and I dip in the tricks that stun. I'm getting my tens, all I see is these fives. Pussy on point, nail sharp like knives. Stone to stones, I got stones on my ring. Cause I'm opulent bitch, that means I own everything. I pop that shit, I'm a bubblegum bitch. Grab on my ass, you like licorice. Sweet like candy, but I'm hot like a pepper. Bitches ain't sharp, cause I know they know better. Eyes on me and my looks break necks. Model-esque body serve straight up sex. You can never get enough, I'm the bitch that you love. Just call me the queen of
club. New York, New York, New York, New York. We are,
Club.
We are,
legend,
we are,
art,
we are,
theater.
We own everything, we are New York. Ooh.
Club, legend, art, theater.
You were loving that song, weren't you?
I love it. I love Peppermint. Peppermint's my new best friend. He's going to come in. We're in London. We're going to hang out. We're going to get fashion tips off Peppermint.
It's very... Yeah, I think you need some.
I like a Peppermint tea.
You need some.
Yeah, occasionally I'll drink one.
Yeah.
Peppermint's very handy.
Well, and also very interesting to hear what she had to say on the trans issues which are happening in America right now, right?
I mean, this is a real backward step.
I saw you tweeted about it, right?
I know. I was getting quite upset about it because I think he's doing it for his own reason. I think he's saying it so we were all distracted from the court case. He'll throw it out there and then, you know, he does these silly tweets. I mean, he's a president. He should be above this.
Should be beyond that, yeah.
And I just find it's becoming a joke. I felt really offended by that. And what happens to the transgender people that are already serving? And what happens, you know, has he not had any thought? Mm. I don't know. He's got, but he must have some brain under that big mop of blonde hair.
Is it dyed? Do you think it's dyed?
I don't know. Strawberry blonde, is it?
I mean, I'm really confused. At first, I thought it was a wig, but it's not because he had a child pull it.
It's not a wig.
On TV, but
I really felt a bit disturbed yesterday. I thought, where are you going with this? Are you just doing it for your own purposes to distract from this bloody court case that you've got yourself in this mess?
But Lizzie, I do want to point something out.
Don't.
I just want to point this out. Hold on a sec. You preferred Trump to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I'll be honest. At the time, Hillary was getting on my tits, okay? I didn't like... Well, she was fibbing.
Right.
They both were as bad as each other, to be honest. She was lying about the emails.
Would you go back now?
I am saying it here. I would go back.
You would? You take that back?
I'm appalled by what he has done yesterday. I was absolutely shocked.
Just that or
a few other things, yeah. But that was the straw that broke the camel's back, as they say. I just thought that is wrong.
Yes.
Totally. And it's just such a big step backwards. Mm-hmm. We've come beyond that. It's like, you can't just... But I feel he's also doing it for his own purposes, so we're distracted from this court case as well.
He's a master manipulator. That's how he got into the position he's in.
But, you know, he's got a way when you speak... Oh, sorry, there's someone just waving at me. Hi, darling. That, you know, you can really... He's very manipulative, yes, but he has a way where you can watch him and think, oh, he's quite entertaining, because he does it in a way where you think, oh, you know, I've never seen anything like it.
Simon Cowell is entertaining. You wouldn't want him to be president of the United States.
I think he'd do a better job.
I think he probably would, to be fair, because really he's a nicer person.
I would love him to be at the moment. Which he could be.
Well, I don't know if you saw today, Hillary has got a book coming out in September called What Happened.
Well, yeah, what did happen?
What
Hillary?
The fuck happened?
But she messed up too. She wasn't straight. Okay? She wasn't honest.
Yes, maybe that's true. Maybe, but anyway, it doesn't matter because she lost and Trump won.
So. Trump won. But let me tell you, very disappointed in Trump.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Lizzie, because honestly, we disagreed about this November last year, didn't we? We had our disagreements.
You're a big Hillary fan. I am not.
Yes.
I'm not a Hillary fan.
Well, and that's fair enough. But you're also a Theresa May fan. You don't like her anymore,
no,
either.
No, I've got off Theresa May too.
So I'm winning here. This
but
is 2-0.
I'm not a Corbyn fan.
That's fine.
Corbyn with the bloody saying, I'll help the students. Then he's on and he's like, well, that was just something I said. You know, went to Glastonbury, had a good night. He's more pro-Brexit than anyone.
Yeah, no, that's the problem.
Okay, so I'm
Vince
not...
Cable is your saviour.
My mum loves Norman Lamb, you know that, for the Lib Dems. But I am very disappointed in Trump, and I think he's put America a step, big step backwards.
Yes, I agree with you.
And I'm quite appalled.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Lizzie, honestly, I am.
And you know, I'm friends, I do a lot for, you know, I just feel really hurt. I think, no.
Good, I'm glad to hear it, Lizzie, I'm glad to hear it. Shall we play a little trail and get our next guest in?
Yeah, please, because he's hot.
The very
he's
handsome
cooking. Nick. He's brought morsels
I wish
me.
He'd have bought some food, that's all I'm saying. But, you know.
He might have.
Not to be, maybe in a okay. Never know.
All right, darling.
FUBAR Radio presents
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzlekicks.
I used to present Babe Station in the daytime. Remember back in the day when you could have text on the screen?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like you could say you wanted to like put a picture up of you, or you like was like, oh, I want to get a guy's interest. I'd be like, this is a picture. If you're interested in blondes, text her number. It's 037 at the bottom, and then they communicate. I got the sack because you know when you could pause TV? That has just been invented. Mm. And this guy paused the TV while I was talking and got his dick and put it next to my mouth, and then got his friend to take a picture of it and then sent it in to me. And I couldn't see because of pixels. I thought it was just a picture of me. So I was like, oh, someone sent in a cute picture of me. And I pull it up, and at 4 in the afternoon, you would have seen like a black girl screaming out a picture of a black girl with a dick in her mouth.
Every Wednesday.
Payne & Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzlekicks.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
The chatting's all happening.
Miguel Barclay, good name.
Yeah, thank you.
Spanish. It's a very good name.
Spanish.
Yeah, yeah, half Spanish. So my mum's Spanish, my dad's English.
Ah.
So I've got the English surname and the Spanish first.
And kind of a Spanishy look to you as well. I can see that.
I've just come back off holiday.
What it is. So Miguel, welcome to the studio, the FUBAR Studios.
Yeah.
Explain to us a bit about £1 meals. How you came to prominence? How it all happened?
Oh, it was a bit of a weird one, to be honest. So. Basically, I used to do this sort of silly game I used to play at home where I used to just see what I could cook for a pound. So it was a little bit like, I don't know, a bit of an extension of the game where you open the fridge and try and make what you can from what you got.
Ready, steady, cook.
Yeah, basically, it was a ready, steady, cook, but my version of it.
What was in your fridge?
Yeah, no. I was quite into spreadsheets and stuff at the time. So basically, for me, it was nice to sort of use an ingredient, but only use part of it, and then calculate how much it cost, and then add the whole meal up at the end. And it was just a fun thing I did at home. And then I just started posting it on Instagram, and within 6 months, it sort of turned into a thing, and then got a book deal.
Well, and see, it's really the way to go at the minute. It seems to be through social media.
Yeah,
I love the book. Is this your first book? You've done two.
So I've done
here's
two.
The first one.
Yeah, so the first one.
I want this one because I've seen something I want to cook.
yeah. Well, that's the thing. I wanted to make it so that every time you flick a page, you're thinking I could cook that and I want to cook that. So there's nothing like really weird. weird and fancy, because a lot of people do cookbooks just to show off.
Okay.
But mine was a cookbook just to sort of inspire people to get into cooking.
So what's your background with?
Not cooking. So basically, I was obsessed with cooking in my personal life, but I was into sort of like computers and the internet and stuff like that. But I used to basically work so that I could just buy ingredients and go home and cook. So cool. I used to take the afternoon off work and then maybe cook 4 or 5 dishes, which sounds a little bit weird. And at the time, it was a bit weird because I was the only one eating it. But it turned out into something actually that paid off in the end.
Yeah, oh clearly. You got two books. I mean,
can you just use the calculator and say, right, that is 75p's worth of food.
Yeah,
I need to add another 25p to it. How do you work it out?
Well, for me, I'm quite analytical. So everything I used, I just calculated it. But for me, that's fun. Like, for other people, it isn't fun. But the thing that makes it fun is that they see what I've done. So not everyone is going to get a calculator out when they start cooking. But that's just the way my mind worked, and that's what pressed my buttons.
So to clarify, it's not a meal that will cost you £1 from scratch, is it? You have to have certain things.
No.
If
you flick onto any page, whatever is in the photograph, the whole thing added up to £1.
No way, not this casserole.
Yeah, 100%.
But if you bought a spice or something, that might be more than £1 to start with.
Oh, yeah, but you're only using a spoonful of it, so that's probably costed at 15.
That's what I mean.
About 15p. But what I do is all the ingredients I use up in the next dish, in the next dish, in the next dish.
Yeah.
So if you actually look at the ingredients I've used, it's actually quite a small sort of niche thing.
What are you looking at there, Lizzie?
Nice Spanish.
Spanish chorizo
really
stew.
Simple. That is literally just a bit of chorizo, some chopped tomatoes, a little bit of spinach at the end, and some chickpeas. I mean, you can get a whole
that
thing of chickpeas
so
for 30p.
Yeah, that's true.
So 15p with the chickpeas in that photo.
Are you much of a cook, Lizzie?
I love cooking.
You do?
People don't really know this, but I do actually love to cook. I cooked the most amazing Thai curry last night.
I'm looking forward to my invite.
Cost me more than £1, let me tell you.
So obviously you don't always just eat for £1, do you? Personally.
It's my style of cooking, so I would never really, I don't know, roast a half a pig in the garden or something like that. Like, for me, I like to just knock something up quickly. So everything in these books is pretty much 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's just sort of an extension of what I do at home.
So what's your favourite dish? If you say, right, I've got a little bit of this, I'm going to knock that out.
My favourite right now is probably these chicken wings that I do. So I sort of marinate the chicken wings like Chinese style. But then what I do is I cook them on top of chunks of sweet potato. And then what happens is, like, all the chicken fat and all the marinade and everything drips into the potato, and then you sort of mash it, and that's sort of one of the.
You mash the potato.
Yeah. So I've got a picture of it in the new book. Basically, it's like a mashed potato, bed of mashed potato, but it's like bright orange because it's a sweet potato, and then it's got the wings on top of it. But that's one of the key things with £1 meals, is that you've got to find ways of using
the same thing in multiple meals.
Yeah, and like the chicken fat, normally you just throw that away, but I'm actually using it to flavour these potatoes.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds rather calorific.
I have.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely not, not if you're trying to lose weight.
No.
I have to say, do you know what? When I went vegetarian 2 years ago, I found that, and everyone was like, it's going to be more expensive buying fresh vegetables. It's not more expensive. It's actually cheaper. People have some kind of,
a healthy £1 dish that you do?
A healthy one? I've got a lot of vegetarian one in the new books. The new book's called Fast and Fresh. So there's like a lot of like asparagus. One of my favourite is cauliflower. So
Me too.
Yeah, but do you eat the green bits of leaf?
I do. I never used to before I was vegetarian, but now I do.
So I used to throw those away. And then I remember one day thinking it looked quite delicious because I roasted a whole cauliflower, and then I just nibbled on it, and then I was like, oh, I hope this isn't poisonous. And then I nibbled on it a bit more, and I was like, I want to eat all this. So I had to Google it, and I was like, you can eat it.
Yeah, you can.
It's the most delicious part of the cauliflower.
I put it in curries and stuff now. So people are always like, what is this?
You're
like,
vegetable
yeah.
curry.
Yeah.
But what can you do with the cauliflower? Can you tell me?
Oh, what I like
what
to do.
What can you do?
Is roast the whole thing. But the
what, all in?
Yeah, you can roast it all as one cauliflower, or you can chop it into bits and roast the whole thing, but you've got to keep the green leaves on the outside, and then you just put a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt, and a little bit of pepper, And this is something that ordinarily you would throw away, and it is the best part. It's better than the white part of the cauliflower.
And then what do you do with it?
Just make like a, what I call like a warm salad, where you sort of like mix it all together.
It's really, really nice.
And what can you put on a cauliflower? I'm thinking cheese, because cauliflower cheese.
Cumin. I like to put cumin on a cauliflower.
Yeah, you can sort of jazz it up. But yeah, cauliflower cheese. I mean, I'm a big fan of macaroni cheese, and basically just use the same recipe and then throw some cauliflower in. So when I have like a roast on a Sunday, it's not a roast without a cauliflower cheese.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
I'm going to put my whole cauliflower in the oven.
You should do it, babes. Honestly, you won't regret it.
Do it.
And it's cheap. It's very cheap, and you get a lot out of it.
Yeah. And
it's tasty with the leaves on, okay.
Yeah, I mean, all right, basically, if you're going to put the whole thing in, then it's going to take slightly longer to cook. So what I would do is put it in like a tight-fitting sort of like saucepan, and it sort of shields the side. So like you literally put it in a saucepan and put it in the oven. It sounds really, really, really weird, but it works. And then it shields the side so the green bits don't burn. Yeah.
Beige, you've got all you're gonna go this Sunday.
I'm excited. Yeah, yeah. I want to go home and cook. Actually, I'm going to a friend who's cooking for me tonight, but I'm going to tell him this.
A friend, Bruno Tognoli. Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, he's one of my besties. Yeah. And he's cooking, he's got a chicken dish he does, and it is like nothing else.
Wow.
But he also has the all the sort of chicken fat drips on the potatoes.
Yeah. He's Italian.
He's Italian.
Right.
Yeah.
You're Spanish.
Spanish. But Italian's my favourite food, I've got to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Are the Spanish people annoyed at you for saying this?
Well, I burnt bridges with the Spaniards when I put chorizo in my paella.
I've heard of that. Yeah. That's controversial in Spain.
Oh, really controversial. I remember showing my uncle my cookbook, and then he was like telling my nan about it. Everyone was like tutting at me.
You're like, but I'm a success. I've got a book.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But that's amazing. So you've got two books. So obviously, the first one did very well.
Yeah. So
have you been on telly doing the TV? How to do the quiz?
Yeah, I've done a couple of things on This Morning. So I cooked for Ruth and Eamon a couple of times.
I love Eamon. Yeah, did Eamon like it?
Yes. Yeah, oh yeah, the whole thing. So,
he liked that cauliflower.
I don't think there's much Eamon Holmes wouldn't eat.
No, he can't be fussy. I think that really shows he loves your food.
Well, that was it. It was a real easy dish that basically no one would not like this dish.
What was that dish?
It was a korma, but it was done in the style of a salad with lentils.
Wow.
So it looked like a salad at the end, but it tasted like a hot meal because everything was hot and it sort of had the lentils and the spinach in the lentils.
Oh, I love the sound of that.
Yeah, no, it was
good.
He
likes curry because we used to go to the curry wars together.
Oh, you did.
No, he likes curry. I like the sound of that.
And the first time I cooked him a katsu curry.
What's in that?
It's basically like breadcrumb chicken with like a sweet curry sauce on rice. So I've cooked him two curries on TV.
Oh,
so far.
You see. Oh, I want you to cook me a curry. I'm really hungry. Yeah. Did you not bring any food with you?
No.
Next time.
A little shop. Yeah.
No, Miguel, thank you so much for coming in.
No, not a problem at all.
And the name of your new book is?
Fast and Fresh, £1 Meals. And it came out today. And
congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Can you sign it for me?
Yeah, I can. And I've got a copy for each of you.
Thank you. I need it because I'm on a budget. I'm going to play a little.
And I love cooking.
I'm going to play a little song for my mum now because it's her birthday.
So happy birthday
to Louise.
Oh, Louise.
So Miguel, thank you so much for coming in. And here's a bit of Stevie Wonder for my mum.
Oh,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mum.
Happy birthday,
for
Louise.
For tomorrow.
How are we allowed to say the age?
I want to say 56, but I might be wrong, so I'm not entirely sure.
52. Same as Sunita.
61. She was born in 1961, so that would make her... 56. Yeah, 56.
I bet she looks amazing.
She's very good. She's very good.
Happy birthday, Louise. From
Happy
Lizzie
birthday, Mum. And we now have our final guest.
I am very excited about this because I have been gripped, addicted
to Love Island.
I love Island. I love Love Island. This series beyond any other.
Well, now it's over.
It is. I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, how about we speak to Craig Lawson because he's on the phone right now. Hello, Craig.
How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
Craig. What's it like to be back to reality, away from the Love Island?
Yeah, it's nice. It's good and bad.
It's good and bad.
Why is it bad?
Because I missed the place. Obviously, I was sunning it up in Mallorca, wasn't I? Now it's pissing down. Now it's raining in the UK.
Yeah, that is a problem.
I mean, how did it come about? Take us to the beginning. Why did you want to be in the show in the first place, and how did you get on the show?
So basically, a friend of mine has been trying to get me in TV for a little while. He reckons I'll be really good for TV and stuff like that. And I was with someone last year when it was on and stuff like that, and I looked at it and it was a good show. It really interested me, and the fact how like people could fall so quick in that short period of time, it just fascinated me. And I thought, I wonder if that would happen to me. And that the next year I was single, so I thought, I'm going for it.
And then suddenly you're on the island.
Yeah, exactly.
But you obviously wanted to stay longer on that island, and you fell for our Camilla, didn't you?
I did. I fell for sweet Camilla.
Was it genuine?
Well, yeah, because there was some criticism of you and what happened with Camilla. What did you make of that?
Yeah, you know what? I got a lot of speculation when I was back and stuff like that. And for me, I mean, I fell for Camilla the way the nation did like 3 weeks prior. So, I mean, I went on there and it was only her that I liked. So I went straight for it. I didn't want to play games with her. I felt like her already been messed with enough on the show by someone previous, and
by
I didn't
Johnny.
Want to do the same. So,
but
yeah,
she liked you though too. You had a little, so you know, she was quite keen at one point.
Yeah, she was really keen. I mean, I think that it just got a little bit too much for her in there. Maybe I did come across a bit full on, so it just sort of scared her off a bit. But at the end of the day, it all worked out for the best because she's with a Calvin Klein model now. So
it worked out fine.
She is with a Calvin Klein model. But what do you think of Jamie? Because you've said a few things maybe that you didn't think he was being himself. Is that true? And you...
So basically, yes. I mean, I've not watched the show a lot, but I've heard a lot of people say that they don't think his feelings are genuine and that he was in a relationship on the outside and stuff like that. So, I mean, only Jamie knows himself how he really feels, if he truly does feel that way. I hope he does, because I don't want Camilla getting hurt. But at the same time, only he knows that. I don't know the truth.
Yeah, would you have been a bit gutted if they'd won the show? Though I know you've got
feelings. I don't think it was going to happen.
No, definitely not. I, do you know what, right? I was rooting for Kem and Amber as well, at the same time as well. I wanted Chris to win. I liked them all in there. There weren't no one in there that I really, really hated or anything like that. But, I mean, if Camilla won, then good for her. I would have been happy for her. I wouldn't have been upset if she won at all.
I mean, they're saying that he's got rather a big willy, old Chris. That's what they keep saying. Do you know that?
Well, Chris yeah, has got an Aston on him. Yeah, he's got one of the... Yeah, honestly, I mean, you wouldn't want to stand next to him in the shower. That's all I'm saying.
I heard, if this is true, they have to bring in extra big condoms for him.
Yes, I did hear that as well.
I mean,
is that true?
I wasn't in the villa when he was having sex. He was still saying that he wasn't going to by when I was in the villa. But I heard that when he left, he gave in and he ended up having sex. But I actually heard, yeah, from good sources that's true, yeah.
Wow.
Well, in depth. But now... Are you still a bit smitten with Camilla? I mean, are you a bit heartbroken? Because it is horrible when you fall for someone and you're falling in front of... I mean, this got the best viewing figures ever, this
2.2
show.
2.2 million people watched the final, which is just unheard of for ITV2.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was such good results from it. But you know what? I'm not heartbroken at the end of the day. Like, I wasn't in love with her. I liked her a lot on the show, do you know what I mean? I made that clear. But it wasn't like I was banging in love with her or anything like that. But... at the same time, I feel like she's found love now, so I'm not going to be heartbroken about that. I'm just happy for her, and I'm looking forward to my future as well.
And there's some speaking of your future, there's some rumours you're going to be joining TOWIE.
Yeah, do you know what? I think at the minute they're just rumours. People have been talking, and there's no. I've not had no talks with TOWIE yet. I mean,
would you like to? Would you like to go on TOWIE?
Yeah.
Have you got the TV bug?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched it for years. I live in Essex myself. I've lived in Essex all my life. I know a few people on the show. So, I mean, it's not a bad show, and I'd be proud to be on the show, really.
Oh,
I think it's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen.
You reckon? I think my personality will get across a lot more on the show, because with Love Island, you're based on a couple, so you can't really get your personality across. Whereas on a show like that, I reckon I could really get my personality across.
Okay, fair enough.
That's interesting. Because did you think they were a bit unfair? Was it Love Island quite edited? Do you think it wasn't really edited in your favour? How do you feel about it?
Do you know what, right? I'm not saying nothing bad about the producers or the way it was edited or anything like that, but me and Camilla did only speak like 4 times the whole time I was in there, and it was basically edited that we spent 24/7 with each other, which really wasn't the case.
I tell you, if you're worried about the editing on Love Island and you're going to join TOWIE, I would just, warn you now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? It's all good. Like I say, I'm glad I went on Love Island. I don't have no regrets. The producers were wicked to me. They treated me good, but from what I've been told, yeah, it apparently looked like I was obsessed with Camilla, but it wasn't the case. Like, we did only speak a few times in there.
But you were from different walks of life, and you've got lots of tattoos. I remember seeing your tattoos going, wow. But it kind of worked, didn't it? Sometimes it opposites attract.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I didn't think that I was going to be her type at all, if I'm honest. I mean, but then she did tell me a few times in there that she loved the tattoo look, and she does normally go for people with tattoos and stuff like that. So, yeah, it worked.
You thought you were quids in, didn't you? You thought you were in there. But, oh, Jamie. Yeah. Well, I know, and a lot of people have actually said you're not on your own, that they think Jamie, was he being real? I mean, they came second, which is massive. I didn't think they would beat Olivia and Chris, to be honest. Did you?
No, do you know what? I'm agreeing with you there. I didn't think they'd beat them too.
Yeah, but I mean, fair play. They came second, and you did very well. You left an impact on the show, though, because a few went in and then were straight out, weren't they?
Yeah, no, do you know what? I've had a lot of positive people say, like, you was my favourite on the island. I've had literally thousands of people say that I was their favourite, and I made good entertainment TV. Even a couple of the people from last series said that I was their favourite, and I made really good TV, so that was good to hear.
Well, you're our favourite, if that makes you feel any better. Well, no, I really liked you. Genuinely, I thought you came across...
Would you say that if Chris was on the phone right now?
Chris has, I think, got something that maybe you haven't. No, am I joking? I don't know.
Yeah, probably an extra 6 inches.
No, honestly, you were very entertaining, and I really thoroughly enjoyed the series. So well done, my darling.
Thank you very much.
Come in the studio next time.
Yeah, it'd be great to have
I'd
you
love
in.
To.
I want to see the tattoos in the flesh.
Yeah, I bet you do, Lizzie.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Lovely
you so much,
to speak
Craig.
With you, Craig.
Great
Thank
to speak
you.
To you.
Lots of luck.
Bye.
What a nice chap.
What a lovely chap.
Yeah.
I tell you what, most of these people from reality shows are actually pretty decent, aren't they?
Let me ask you, what do you think about having sex on TV? Because there was a lot of that going on. No, we didn't. It was under the covers. You didn't really see anything.
I'm not a fan. Absolutely not a fan.
Sarah Holland's just ringing me.
Gemma Lucy. Do you know she's going into Celebrity Big Brother?
My lips are sealed.
Wow. If she is, we're going to have to get her on straight on the show when she comes out.
Of course we will.
You know, Gemma Lucy's a friend of the show. She's been on quite a few times.
She has.
We've been out with her a couple of times.
We have, indeed.
And she's very different to her personality on TV,
isn't she? I think she's a sweet girl.
Yeah.
I do, and I always stick up for them. People say, oh, my God, what were you doing out? You know, I say, actually, do you know what? Don't judge a book by the cover.
Yeah.
She's a sweet girl.
I should say, we don't actually know for a fact she is, but the rumours are that she's going in.
Oh, who knows? It's going to be fun.
Are you going in?
No, darling.
Are you doing the new series of Dancing on Ice?
No, listen, stop asking me questions. I'm presenting with you. We ask other people questions.
I've got to know the answers. These are things I want to know, Lizzie. I mean, I could just ask you.
Can I just
air.
Tell you, my dad tried to save Richmond Ice Rink. I have an affinity with ice. Yeah, they were going to close it down. I'm from Richmond. You did a big campaign. Save the ice rink.
Are you from Richmond?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Where do you think I was from?
I don't know why, but I thought you were from Plymouth.
What? Plymouth?
Maybe I just made that up.
No, I'm not from Plymouth, darling.
Okay, well, now I know that.
Richmond, sorry. Well, London.
Okay, well, good to know. So what are you up to tonight? You're going to see Bruno?
I'm off to see Bruno for a nice dinner.
Fabulous.
And I'm on Good Morning Britain in the morning, so please tune in.
What time do we need to tune in?
Well, actually, they've just texted me while on air. I was concentrating on
what Susanna Reid?
They've just said, hey, darling, can I read it out loud?
Yeah, go on.
We want you on for both times. So I'm on actually very early, 6:45. Oh. Doubt many of you will be up. I'll be bright and breezy.
I can watch that. And, I can watch that. I'll wake up for that.
Just after eight. So, great. Will you watch the early
one? I will watch the early one because the late one, I'll be on the train.
Now, and my mum said, please cover up. It's morning telly. So
you're not going to, are you?
Well, I like to break the rules a little bit. But no, I'll be very
The less you wear, the more coverage you'll get, babe. I'm just
what
saying.
Are you like?
Well, I am excited to see it, and until next week, thank you for listening, everyone.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and it's been a roller coaster show. Got so many people in. I haven't even talked about Justin Bieber's car collision.
Oh,
there's
so
much
over
going
a pap.
On.
We haven't got time anymore.
You nearly did that earlier. There was one in the studio.
Yeah, he disappeared quite sharpish, didn't he? Okay, well, anyway, we'll be back next week.
Perfect.
I guess.
Can't wait. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
We're here this time, 6 o'clock. on the dot. Please listen in.
Yeah. And how about a bit of Dancing Queen to play us out?
Yes. Let's do it.